Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Pitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David Norley Simai. It's a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, for Shlema the Yo ben Soro, the Mordechai ben Soro, Levi Nishmas, Malkovas Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Rab Shlema Chaim ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Yo Chaim ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Basor Rav Eliezer Monmeach. We talk much, and we've spoken much over the years, about the inyan of bitochen. And every once in a while, I think it's appropriate to review some of the techniques and tachbulos, and some of the approaches that we could take in order to strengthen our bitochen. Bitochen being this ability to put our trust in Hashem, that He will in fact take care of us, and deliver for us, and sustain us, and provide us for everything that with everything we need, with everything we're lacking, and the concurrent menuchas hanefesh that comes, a peace of mind, just knowing that we don't have to worry about the problems because we can rely on Hashem to take care of everything. So, what are some of the things that we can do to develop a greater sense of trust in Hashem? It's a very interesting Eitzah from the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen in Mishlei writes on this phrase that we say in Nishmas every week, Adheinu azarunu rachamecho, v'lo yazarunu chasubecho, v'lochein anachnu v'al titshenu l'netzach. He says, Adheinu azarunu was only rachamecho, v'lo yazarunu was only chasubecho. And therefore, we are sure you will not forsake us. And he says as follows, if we would look back at the past, and we would say, look at all the rachamim, look at all the mercy Hashem has had on me. But I believe that's because I deserved it. I was worthy. If it was because of my worthiness, then how can I be sure that I'm worthy today? And therefore, how can I rely that He'll do the same thing for me today? And I look at all the chesed that He's done for me, and I say, that was all because I was worthy. Well, if the chesed that He did for me throughout my life was because of my worthiness, maybe today I'm no longer worthy. We never know. And therefore, maybe He won't do it for me. But Adheinu Azarunu, when I know that He hasn't forsaken us, was only because of Rachamim, not because of anything that I deserve. I deserve nothing. We can't possibly earn all that we wish and all that we get from Hashem. It was all chesed v'rachamim, all Rachamim. But Lo Yazavunu was only chesed that He didn't forsake us. Lochein, He says, Anachnu Betuchim. Now Al Titshenu L'Netzach is a reality. He will not forsake us. Why? We are sure He will not forsake us because we look back and we saw everything He did until now was only chesed v'rachamim, and Hashem is a constant. He never changes. If everything He did was chesed v'rachamim, not because we deserved it, He will surely continue His chesed v'rachamim, and that's an emotional charge to fire us up to say, everything Hashem did for me, I didn't deserve, and yet He consistently does chesed and rachamim. I can be assured, Lochein, Anachnu Betuchim, that's His Loshen, Sha'al Titshenu L'Netzach, that He will, in fact, never forsake us. And this is something that we have to focus on quite often. The truth of the matter is, we have an opportunity every week, three times a day, in Shmoneh Esrei, to focus on it. It says, Hatev ki lecholu rachamecho, v'marachim ki lesamu chasudecho, v'oilom ki vinu loch. Hashem is the good one. His rachamim is never withheld. And He's the merciful one whose chesed never ends. Me'olam kivim aloch. Therefore, we can always have that hope to Him because His chesed and His rachamim are forever, are eternal. One of the ways to really strengthen this is to look at specific situations in our lives, especially in our lives, if not in other people's lives as well, but in our own lives to see, to remind ourselves, to review, to remember the chesed that Hashem has done for us. Once was direly in need of $30,000. And I remember that I had bitochen. I never felt so confident. I never was so sure that Hashem was going to send this $30,000. This was many years ago. It was a lot of money those days. And the day went by and it didn't happen. By the next day already, I really needed it. And I remember like just not worrying because I was never so confident. I never felt so strongly that I know for sure Hashem was going to send it. Maybe if I would have been tested and said, will you take 25 instead? I would have said no. I was sure. Don't know for sure, but I felt that certainty. Already it came a point where I had to get the money ready. I didn't know what to do. I called a friend of mine and I said that I need this $30,000. You have to help me. He says, I can lend you $10,000 for a week, but that's all. And that's all I have. So I said, I don't get it. I never had such a shtark. I never had such a strong bitachon. How could it be that Hashem's not providing? And I thought for a moment, I answered the question. I said, Manushok, if I'm fooling myself that I really don't have bitachon, I'm just going through the motions, I'm just saying the words, then of course, no kasha. Of course, that's why he's not answering you, because it's not for real. Elomai, I really reached a new level of bitachon. When you reach a higher level, you need a harder test. So I said, oh, he's giving me a harder test. What did I do? I walked back and forth in the hallway in the yeshiva, singing everything that I knew about bitachon. I remember, Hinei Kel Yeshuosi, Yisroel B'tach B'Hashem, B'tchu B'Hashem Adayad, and like trying to strengthen the bitachon, thinking about all the incidents in my life where Hashem has never let me down and has provided so much, so much chesed, so much rachamim under the most difficult circumstances. Strengthen myself. After 7 minutes, I walked into the office, and a young man who was actually working, we had inherited some schoira, some nylon webbing. He was trying to sell it off and make a few bucks for the yeshiva. And he comes in and tells me that he just concluded a deal with someone in Seattle, we were in Los Angeles, to sell him $30,000 worth of this nylon webbing. He's sending a bank check tomorrow for $20,000, FedEx. So tomorrow I'm going to have the 20. And I, of course, I borrowed the 10 from my friend today. And I was covered. So send him the schoira, and then he paid us the 10, and we were able to pay back the loan. Wow. In business? Unheard of. This was not even a business he had done business with before. We inherited some schoira. We didn't know what we were doing. And to send $20,000, two-thirds of the purchase price in certified funds, FedEx, before he ever saw sight of the schoira, it's unheard of. But, you know, Hashem responds to the Baalei Bitachon. And every time I think of incidents like this, then it gives me the strength to find new venues of Bitachon, new opportunities to strengthen Bitachon, because we have what to look at. We saw, not because I deserved it, but just because we put our trust in Hashem's chesed, in Hashem's rachamim. And that in itself has the power to help us. You know, David HaMelech used a very interesting tefillah to ask Hashem to respond to his bitachon. He says, Elikai, kapitel chafei, b'chol botachti alei v'rishu. He says, I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. If you let me down, it's so embarrassing. I'm going to be so embarrassed. I put my trust in Hashem and vorish, nothing happens. Al-Yalsu Oyevayli says, my enemies shouldn't rejoice in my downfall. And it seems that this bizoyan, that this busha that I'm going to have is something that's a koyach, that allows me to be more confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's why you're putting your trust in me. How can I embarrass you? How can I let you down? HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to bitachon, because otherwise you'd be so embarrassed to embarrass you. You know, you may be asking and trying to get something that you don't earn, you didn't earn, you don't deserve. Oh, but so much embarrassment. You put your trust in me. How can I embarrass you? And he even points out the next pasuk. There's a Chaim Ramoch. He's Gam Kol Kivecho Le'Yevoishu. Even those who just put their hope in you and they're not 100% sure, they also shouldn't be embarrassed. They won't be embarrassed, because I'm counting on Hashem. When we count on Hashem, it's such a colossal embarrassment to be disappointed, to be deprived. And we ask him, don't let us be embarrassed. I actually say that in Shmoneh Esrei every day too. He says, give the appropriate reward, the good reward to those that trust you in truth completely. And include our chelik with them. We should not be embarrassed because we put our trust in you. We ask Hashem, please don't let us be embarrassed. Trusting Hashem and being disappointed and not receiving the response that we are counting on and are waiting for and trusting for, that can be so embarrassing, so painful. I ask Hashem, so we have to constantly work and constantly strengthen ourselves. The Ramban brings the posuk that we should rely on Hashem. He brings the posuk and he says that you rely on Hashem to have rachmonis on you when you have bitochen, because racham of al kol ma'asof. He says, he's the Baal Rachamim, he's Molei Rachamim, mercy, he'll have Rachmonis on you. As we say, his mercy is on all of his creations, is all of his, the work of his hand, both. So that Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is active, is real, and he doesn't differentiate between the tzaddik and the rosha. Therefore, I can put my trust in him. I may not be deserving, but v'racham aval kol ma'aso. And the trick is to review these ideas again and again and again and again, and to internalize them. And music, tunes, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter teaches us, that when a person has an appropriate nigun that he repeats these psukim with, they penetrate the heart. They penetrate the heart. It really has a tremendous impact. And we have to do everything we can to focus and refocus and revisit and be mispalled to Hashem that he should not let us be embarrassed and he should accept the same sofa table of Halabit Kumishim of MS, the Simchel Kenui Mohem, even though our bitochen is not on that high level, include us with them. We shouldn't be embarrassed. And who is Hashem? Baruch to Hashem, he's the Mishonu Miftoch Latzadikim, he's the one that we lean on. And he's the one that we trust. And that is what gives us the strength to have bitochen. But it's an avoido. It doesn't come overnight. It doesn't come instantaneously. There's no button that a person can push. But when we work and we work and we work and we try to remember all the good that Hashem has done for us and all the mercy that he's had for us and review all of the psukim and maybe internalize them through with a niggin so that they become part of our emotional being, part of our heart, not just intellectual. These efforts together give a person a deeper sense of bitochem Hashem. And in that schus, we can be zoicha to Hashem shabim mamale kol mishalos libeinu l'toivo. And we should live a life of tranquility and the ultimate menuchas hanefesh.